Ever get that feeling like you're being told one thing, but deep down you just know something else is going on?
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of what we're diving into today. You know, we're looking at this prophet, Jeremiah.
Right.
And he claimed to have this, like, direct line to God, even saying he was at this divine council. We'll unpack all that later.
Right.
But this wasn't just some kind of philosophical debate.
Right.
This was about exposing false prophets.
Mm-hmm.
And according to our source for this deep dive, it's a lecture by Dr. Gary Yates.
Right.
He says this problem is just as bad today as it was back then.
Hmm. Interesting. So what's so fascinating about Jeremiah is how it connects this idea of false prophets to a real crisis in leadership.
Ooh.
Really got to think about it. Judah, the nation Jeremiah was part of,
they're
in a total tailspin.
Yeah.
And Dr. Yates argues that it wasn't just bad kings making bad decisions.
Okay.
There were also all these religious leaders, prophets, priests, even scribes, all giving people a totally warped version of the truth.
So it wasn't just political leadership failing.
Right.
But the spiritual guidance was broken, too.
Exactly.
That's like a recipe for disaster, man, on a national scale.
On a national scale.
So how did this all play out for the everyday people just trying to live their lives?
Okay, so picture this, right?
Okay.
You're living in Judah.
Uh-huh.
Things are rough. You can feel this sense of doom coming.
Right.
And you've got Jeremiah, this, like, intense prophet saying, judgment is coming. Things are going to get worse.
Okay.
But then you've got other prophets saying, no, no, everything's fine. Peace is coming. God's got this.
Oh, wow.
Dr. Yates points out how confusing this must have been.
Yeah, totally.
Because all these prophets are saying they speak for God.
Right.
Who do you believe?
It's like spiritual fake news, right?
Well, exactly.
Everyone's claiming to have the inside scoop, but
who's actually telling the truth?
Yeah. And how would you even know?
That's the challenge.
Yeah.
And it gets even more complicated.
How so?
When Dr. Yates brings up how God supposedly gave a test to identify true prophets.
Okay.
Back in Deuteronomy.
Mm.
The problem is, that test is all about whether their prophecies come true.
100%.
100% of the time.
And a lot of what Jeremiah was talking about hadn't happened yet.
So people are stuck waiting.
Right.
With these huge consequences hanging over their heads.
Huge consequences.
Depending on who they believe.
Absolutely.
So how did Jeremiah cut through all that noise and convince people that he was the real deal?
Okay, so this is where the divine counsel comes in.
Okay.
And it's pretty mind-blowing.
Okay, all righty.
Jeremiah claims he was actually present at this council.
What?
Like a meeting in heaven where God is making decisions.
Right.
He's basically saying, I'm not just guessing. I was there. I saw it.
So he's saying he attended a meeting in heaven.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's a bold statement.
It is.
But there are other parts of the Bible that talk about this kind of thing. You're right.
Like, where else?
Well, you see hints of this divine counsel in Genesis.
Okay.
Where God says, let us make man in our image.
Uh-huh.
And again, in Isaiah, where God asks, who will go for us?
Cool. Yeah.
It really paints a picture of God interacting with a council of beings.
Right.
And there's even another prophet, Micaiah, in Kings.
Okay.
He also said he saw this council.
So this isn't a brand new concept.
Not at all.
But how does it help us understand Jeremiah's situation?
Well, by saying he was at this divine council, Jeremiah is basically claiming to have access to God's inner circle.
Okay.
That he knows the real plan.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he's saying, look, they were invited to the meeting, but I was.
So he's pulling spiritual rank.
Yeah.
That's a powerful way to make his case.
It is.
But it also raises the stakes, right?
How so?
If Jeremiah is wrong, he's not just making a mistake.
Right.
He's actively misleading people about something really important.
Exactly. And that's why Dr. Yates highlights the Hebrew word shaker, which is used to describe the messages of these other prophets.
Uh-huh.
It means lie or falsehood.
Really?
And it really emphasizes how serious their deception was.
Hmm.
This isn't just getting a few details wrong.
Right.
It's about leading people astray, potentially with disastrous consequences.
So we see this stark contrast between Jeremiah speaking truth from this divine council and these other prophets whose messages are labeled as
lies.
Deliberate falsehoods.
Exactly.
But why does this matter to us today, thousands of years later?
Well, that's what we'll dive into next.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy to look back at those people in Judah and think, how could they fall for those false prophets?
Right.
But honestly,
yeah.
haven't we all been tempted by a comforting lie at some point?
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
I mean, who wouldn't prefer a message of peace and prosperity over, like,
right.
warnings of doom and gloom?
Exactly.
But that's what makes this deep dive so important. It makes us ask ourselves, how can we tell truth from falsehood?
Mm.
Especially when it comes to faith.
It's a challenge people have faced for centuries.
Centuries.
And Dr. Yates suggests one of the dangers of these false prophets.
Yeah.
Is that what they say? Often sounds a lot like what we already believe.
Okay.
Or what we want to believe.
Right.
It confirms our biases, calms our fears, tells us what we want to hear.
It's like creating a spiritual echo chamber.
Exactly.
Like when you're scrolling through social media
right.
and you only see posts from people who agree with you.
Uh-huh.
You start to think everyone sees the world the same way.
You do.
Could that happen with our faith, too?
Absolutely.
Really?
If we only listen to people who tell us what we want to hear,
mm-hmm.
it's easy to get convinced that our way is the only way.
Right.
Even if it's leading us down a dangerous path.
So how do we escape that echo chamber?
Right.
Like, what's the antidote to being swayed by something that just feels good?
Okay, well.
Even if it might not be true.
Dr. Yates points out that true prophets,
okay.
the ones who have truly stood in the counsel of the Lord,
mm-hmm.
they share some key characteristics.
Like what?
Well, first, they're not afraid to speak the truth,
okay.
even when it's unpopular.
Right.
They care more about delivering God's message
yeah.
than pleasing people or gaining followers.
That takes guts.
It does.
Especially when you look at how Jeremiah was treated,
right.
mocked, rejected, even imprisoned
yeah.
just for challenging the norms of his time.
Exactly.
Makes you wonder if we'd have that same courage to stand up for truth like that.
It's a humbling thought.
It is.
But it also speaks to the power of true conviction.
Okay.
You see, true prophets are driven by something much deeper
yeah.
than personal gain or what other people think.
Right.
They have this deep passion for truth and justice, even when it costs them everything. And that's what makes their message so powerful,
yeah.
even centuries later.
So it's not just about what they say, but why they say it.
Is it?
Their yeah. message carries weight because it's rooted in something bigger than themselves.
It is.
I get that.
Yeah.
But this whole thing about discerning truth from falsehood,
uh-huh.
it feels kind of intimidating.
I can see that.
Especially today when everyone has an opinion.
Right.
And there's so much information out there.
It can be overwhelming.
Where do you even start?
Well, Dr. Yates says to start small.
Okay.
Don't try to tackle the whole problem at once.
Right.
Just focus on cultivating a discerning heart.
Okay.
A posture of humility.
Uh-huh.
And curiosity.
I like that.
Be willing to question your assumptions.
Hmm.
Examine your biases.
Yeah.
Consider different perspectives, even if they make you uncomfortable.
So cultivating a discerning heart, it's
yeah.
like training your spiritual senses.
It is.
To recognize truth.
Yes.
Even when it's disguised as something else.
Exactly.
I see.
And remember, discernment isn't a one-time thing.
Right.
It's an ongoing process.
Okay.
It's about developing a habit of critical thinking, carefully weighing the evidence,
yeah,
testing everything against the standard of truth.
So speaking of testing,
yes,
Dr. Yates makes another interesting point.
Okay, what's that?
He says one way to spot a false prophet is to look at the fruit of their message.
The fruit.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are the consequences of their teaching?
I like that.
Does it lead to love, joy, peace, patience, all those good things?
Right, right.
Or does it lead to division, strife, greed?
That's a brilliant insight.
Yeah.
It reminds me of what Jesus said. You will recognize them by their fruits.
Oh, wow.
True prophecy, authentic teaching
mm-hmm.
will bear good fruit.
Right.
Fruit that nourishes and sustains.
Okay.
False prophecy, on the other hand,
yeah.
will produce rotten fruit. Fruit that poisons and destroys.
So it's not just about the words, but right. the impact those words have
exactly.
on people and communities.
Yes.
Do they build up or tear down?
That's the quote.
Do they bring unity or division?
Exactly.
Over hate.
And that's where we,
yeah.
as listeners,
yeah.
have a responsibility to be critical
okay.
about what we hear and see.
Mm.
We can't just passively consume information.
Right.
and expect to automatically know truth from falsehood.
Yeah, we have to work for it.
We need to engage our minds, our hearts.
Our spirits, even.
In this process of discernment.
That's not enough to just listen to this podcast
or like,
read a book.
No.
We have to wrestle with the ideas.
Yeah.
test them against our own experiences, seek wisdom from trusted sources.
Absolutely.
It's about being active participants in the pursuit of truth.
It is.
Not just passive consumers of information.
Well said.
Thanks.
And remember, discernment isn't about becoming cynical or suspicious of everyone and everything.
Okay.
It's about developing a healthy skepticism, a willingness to question.
Yeah.
To probe, to dig deeper.
Okay.
Recognizing that not everything that glitters is gold. And sometimes those most seductive messages are the ones that are the most dangerous.
So how do we do that?
Right.
How do we move from theory to practice when it comes to discerning truth from falsehood?
Especially in the spiritual realm.
Yes.
That's a great question.
It is a tough one.
It leads us to what Dr. Yates calls the challenge of our time.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
He draws a direct line between the false prophets of Jeremiah's time and the problem of false teaching in the modern world.
Okay.
And he doesn't hold back on specifics.
So what are some of the modern day false prophecies he points out?
Well, he talks about things like prosperity theology, which often twists the gospel message to focus on material wealth and personal gain. He also critiques how we downplay sin and judgment, where those tough truths are ignored or sugarcoated to make people feel more comfortable.
Interesting.
And lastly, he challenges the watering down of core Christian beliefs, where essential doctrines are compromised.
Okay.
Or diluted to appeal to a wider audience.
Those are some strong words.
They are.
It sounds like he's calling out some pretty popular trends in Christianity today.
He is.
But what's the danger in these teachings?
Well, Dr. Yates says that these teachings, while they might sound appealing at first, can actually lead people astray.
Really?
They offer a distorted view of God, a shallow understanding of faith, and a false sense of security.
So he's saying these comfortable messages might actually be more dangerous than those uncomfortable truths Jeremiah was talking about.
That's his point. Exactly.
Wow.
He's challenging us to think about whether we've traded the solid ground of truth for those shifting sands of feel-good teachings.
Okay.
Teachings that can't withstand the storms of life.
That's a powerful image.
It is.
So how do we guard against these modern forms of false prophecy? What practical steps can we take to cultivate discernment in our own lives?
Well, that's a great question and a perfect place to pick up after a quick break.
All right, we're back.
Back at it.
And ready to tackle the big question. How do we actually put this idea of discernment into practice?
Right.
It's easy to talk about these, you know, false prophets from forever ago.
Yeah.
But how do we spot those shaker messages, those falsehoods in our own lives today?
Well, Dr. Yates gives us some pretty solid advice on this.
Hey, play on me.
He reminds us that discernment isn't just about avoiding the bad stuff.
Okay.
It's about actively seeking truth.
Okay, so we got to be hungry for knowledge, thirsty for wisdom. Like, that's
like, exactly.
But how do we even know where to look when there's so much information out there?
Well, one of the first things Dr. Yates says is to really pay attention to the source.
The source, okay.
Who's speaking? What are their credentials? What are their biases? Are they reliable?
It's like checking references before you hire someone.
Exactly.
We wouldn't trust just anyone with an important job.
Right.
So why would we blindly trust anyone with important information?
Especially when it comes to faith.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, with the internet and social media, it's so easy for anyone to say anything.
Oh, yeah.
So it's more important than ever to be discerning.
Absolutely.
Don't just take things at face value.
Right.
Do your research. Check multiple sources. Look for actual evidence.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's not just about facts and figures, is it?
No, not always.
Like sometimes you just get this gut feeling that something isn't quite right.
Right.
Even if you can't put your finger on why.
I think those gut feelings are important too.
You do.
Discernment isn't just an intellectual thing.
Okay.
It involves our minds, our hearts, even our spirits.
Interesting.
Learning to trust those instincts, that inner voice that might be warning you.
Hmm.
That's part of developing discernment.
So we need to use both our heads and our hearts.
Yes.
Think critically, but also be open to those deeper, like, promptings, those intuitions that might be guiding us.
Exactly.
I see.
And that's where remembering that fruit analogy is helpful.
Oh, right. Yep.
Look at the impact of the message.
Okay.
Does it lead to love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, all those good things?
Yeah.
Or does it lead to division, strife, greed.
If what we're hearing is pushing us towards those negative things,
right,
maybe that's a sign to step back and reevaluate.
I think so.
Okay.
And again, this isn't about being cynical or suspicious of everyone.
Right. Of course not.
It's about healthy skepticism.
Mm-hmm.
Being willing to ask questions.
Yeah.
To dig deeper, not assuming that everything popular is automatically good.
Right, right.
You know, Dr. Yates ends his lecture on a pretty challenging note.
How so?
He asks, if Jeremiah were alive today, what parts of our culture would he challenge as false prophecy?
Ooh, that's a good question.
It is.
What messages, movements, ideologies would he call out as misleading or even dangerous?
I think that's a question we all need to wrestle with. What comfortable lies are we clinging to? What sacred cows need to be challenged?
And we can't forget, speaking truth can be costly.
I can.
Jeremiah wasn't exactly winning any popularity contests.
No, he wasn't.
He was rejected, even persecuted.
He was?
Just for speaking out against the status quo.
But his commitment to the truth, even when it was hard.
Yeah.
That's something we can all learn from.
Absolutely.
So this deep dive wasn't just about some guy named Jeremiah and ancient history.
Right.
It was about giving ourselves the tools to be more discerning. To be people who seek truth.
Yeah.
And stand up for it. Even when it's tough.
Well said.
I hope this conversation has helped you navigate this crazy world of information and faith.
Me too.
We'd love to hear your thoughts on all this.
Yeah, what modern day false prophecies are you seeing out there?
Share your reflections with us on social media wherever you listen.
Until next time, keep seeking, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.